Well, I do have some important news.
Okay. Oh, really? For me or just for the show?
Just for the show.
So 5, 1,006. All right. What's your news? What?
Well, it's kind of about dudity.
What do you mean, kind of? it's 100% about that?
it's kind of about some big breaking news in the dudity arena.
Is it for Uncensored?
No. Everybody, you know, I don't have to get graphic for it.
Propose a title to me that would make sense. That would not be inappropriate.
Dudity 2021. State of Dudity. I mean, I have Anne Rice is dead, and I have Dudity news. that's it.
I'm just trying to think.
I could do the
state
of
the state of Dudity.
Yeah.
2021.
Yeah.
And other news. All right. It's episode.
Are you letting me do it?
Yeah. I think it's okay. I think that will be okay. I was just thinking through, like, for example, nudity is not necessarily a bad word.
No. Why
is dudity? We wouldn't probably use it in a title.
Right.
But dudity is a little bit silly.
Yeah.
I think people will appreciate dudes. It. I don't know what your news is going to be though. So I mean, am I gonna just? If I'm giving you the title, will you take it easy on me?
Well, I'm going to behave myself.
Okay,
deal. You're going to like the... Well, I don't know if you'll like the news, but you're going to feel okay about the news.
Episode 1006.
Episode 1006. Dudity 2021 and other news.
My standards are lowering. I don't know.
Welcome
to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Anderson.
And I'm Ben DeVoto. I feel like I just walked into a car dealership and was like, well, I'd like the car, but I'm only willing to pay 50% of the retail price. And the dealer just said, okay. Like, where my brain goes is, what should I be pushing for if I can get that? Like, I need to advance the line.
No, we're here at the end of the year. I'm very excited for Kooky Christmas, which is coming up soon. So
coming up tonight.
Yeah. So no, I'm just in the holiday mood. I'm giving you the title tonight.
No, it's exciting because in the old Newsatron, I usually don't capture many pieces of news, as people know. This week, I had two separate articles come across the Newsatron related to dudity.
All right.
So the
what is the state of dudity 2021?
So the first one that came in was from W Magazine, and it was saying that dudity was 2021's most provocative trend in film.
Now, W, this is a magazine about George W. Bush?
I think so. I think it's clearly devoted to him. But the one I really wanted to focus on comes from Queerty Magazine. So 1,006 episodes in, I think we have our first bit of news from Queerty Magazine. That's Q-U-E-E-R-T-Y, if people want to do their own research. But this is where it's really groundbreaking. So I guess, I don't know if you've seen this movie, but you probably haven't seen it, but heard of this movie. The Power of the Dog, starring Benedict Cumberbatch.
I have heard about that movie. It's on some streaming service, right? Netflix or Prime?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think Netflix. It's Netflix. It's right here. It's kind of an Australian Western. Mm-hmm. So I guess you get to see the whole patch of Benedict Cumberbatch in this movie.
Okay.
And he's on the cusp of, or he was nominated, and he becomes the first actor to ever be nominated for a movie in which he displays dudity.
Hmm.
So we are, you've heard of the glass ceiling.
I have.
I don't know what the equivalent is here, but whatever it is, we're shattering it left and right. So that's really exciting. I mean, I think, and I think that time will tell. There's the article kind of ends on a cliff note. Will we be able to further shatter the glass ceiling of winning the Golden Globe, or what about an Oscar nomination? Both of those remain, unshattered right now.
So would you find yourself? I know you don't care about the Oscars, but are you rooting for Benedict Cumberbatch at this
point?
Oh,
yeah, for sure. I mean, I have to root for Dudity in this. I don't know who else I'd be rooting for one, but I've been one of the biggest Dudity advocates out there, so to speak. But, you know, they bring up in here, like, well, because you might think, what other prominent Dudity performances have lost out on a nomination? And, you know, Michael Fassbender in Shame, which is a great movie, was highly critical acclaimed, but, you know, the Academy said, no, we don't want that here. Very prudish of them. And so he lost out on that nomination. And but here's Benedict Cumberbatch plowing the way, so to speak. And, okay, next piece of news.
You told me you'd take it easy.
I did.
Every time what? You say, so to speak, that's your way of saying, I just made a little joke there for you. It's not even hidden. It's like you're shining a light on it. No, like it would be more clever if you didn't say that.
Well, I know that not everybody's necessarily on the same level in the audience. I don't like, you know, speaking of George W. Bush, No Child Left Behind, No Listener Left Behind.
Okay.
That's how I operate with my jokes.
Okay. Well, Ben, you mentioned before we started that you only had two pieces of news. The second piece of news is about Anne Rice.
Yeah, she's dead. I actually do have a few more pieces of news. That was a white lie to...
I do want to talk about Anne Rice, though.
Yeah, I will. But okay. Just to confess here, I didn't want to make it sound like I had more news because then you might have been less likely to let me do Dudity. Okay. So that was a lie.
Yeah, so you started by saying white lie, but then flat out just a lie.
Just a lie.
So Anne Rice, now interesting story for this author because she gains fame from writing Interview with a Vampire. Maybe she was famous before that, but that's
right.
That's the book that I would think of her as first being widely known. But then she moves into Christian literature.
Briefly.
And I happened to be working at a Christian bookstore when her books were being sold. Well, maybe they're still being sold, but I think they were relatively new. Possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Was she in Christian literature in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Because that would have been my time frame there.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so I didn't realize this. So she moved away from Christian literature?
She did, yes.
Is she still, like, did she die a Christian as far as you know?
No.
Oh, okay.
So. In fact, I think she explicitly said, I'm not a Christian.
Okay. Okay,
so
well.
So that did that.
That's right. So, yeah, so she was 80 years old and had a stroke.
I did read Interview with the Vampire a long time ago and remember being okay with it. I will say, I'm not going to describe it, but she has another series. I was poking around on her Wikipedia page. She has a less famous series called the Sleeping Beauty Trilogy. And holy smokes, I learned some things reading that synopsis on Wikipedia. Not for kids.
Have you seen the movie Interview with a Vampire?
I have not.
I have also not. And I haven't read the book. So, all right. What's next for your hidden news?
I've got quite a bit of hidden news, actually.
Wow. So, if there's any better title, I'm changing it in post-production.
So, get this. You know reading glasses?
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
I don't have them myself.
Right. The FDA just approved eye drops that are going to make it so you don't need reading glasses.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
I can't remember what your situation is. You used to have glasses.
Yeah,
have
I had LASIK.
Oh, you did LASIK. All right.
Yeah, I did the LASIK.
What year was that?
I don't know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think I knew that, but it slipped my mind. Okay.
Yeah, incredible.
All right, what's next?
So,
I mean, that is cool. Take that, science.
Yeah.
I wish I had the music ready.
Right.
I might have it around here. Oh, I do. We haven't used this for a while.
Take that, science. There's going to be a new Dune strategy game called Dune Spice Wars.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Do you like strategy games yourself?
You know, let me tell you about me and strategy games. I always feel like I like them until I start playing them. Like, they always seem like they're going to be a lot of fun. And then I start playing them, and I get very angry, and I realize I don't like them anymore.
Okay.
And so I always think, like, well, I'm done. But, you know, it's a Dune game, so maybe.
Okay.
But this is the real news. This is my big news here. So China has a moon rover.
Moon news? Moon.
This is moon news.
Oh, the return of moon news. Is this the moon news we received?
Yeah, lots of people have sent it over. And the rover has found a mystery hut on the moon. Now, it's very far away, so I guess the rover is going to take like 3 months to get over to the hut. So all we have is this very blurry photo right now.
Okay.
But what could it be?
Like, do you think that when the astronauts are up there, they decide to, like, go camping?
Well, it's on the far side of the moon, so I think it's like, you know, we haven't been on much of the moon. And
you know, I just
want to go off on one thing quick. I'll let you have your piece, but I just want to point out to everybody, you think you know the moon, but how much of the moon have we really seen?
Very little.
Very little.
If you believe the story. That's what I was going to say. You know, there's a lot. We're going to talk about conspiracies during Cookie Christmas time, and yeah, there are. Is a conspiracy that we never even went to the moon.
That's true. Maybe even less than none.
But what if it's the opposite?
Actually.
What if we've been to the moon tons of times, and we're thoroughly exploring it? And this hut is just evidence that they accidentally left behind. It would be kind of a weird thing. Like, when you go camping, you don't accidentally leave your tent behind.
Right.
But, so what do you think about that? Could it be the exact opposite, that we go to the moon all the time?
I feel like that would get out. The moon is going to come up in tonight's Kooky Christmas.
I can't wait. I just cannot wait for Kooky Christmas. I know we have to do Dune over on the extra feed.
Yeah.
So what order would you like to record in tonight with our limited schedule?
Let's do Yadorowski and Kooky Christmas, and then Dune.
Okay, that's great. All right, listen, should we just hit this last news of the day?
Did you have any news?
Yeah, I've got last news of the day.
Okay. Last news of the day. I mean, I don't want to shove everything out.
Well, when you said you only had two pieces of news, Anne Rice and Dudity, I believed you because I only had two pieces of news, and it was Anne Rice and the following story about Tom Hanks. I don't know if this is the first time... well, I guess I don't know how recently Tom Hanks has been in a TV series, but he has joined the cast of a show called 1883, which is a prequel spinoff of a show I've never watched called Yellowstone, although I have heard some positive buzz about Yellowstone. How about you?
I've also heard positive buzz, but not necessarily from people whose opinions I trust.
Okay, so Tom Hanks joining the cast of 1883, and that is my news. And Ben, I'm so excited for what's happening next. I'm just going to hit the music.
I agree.
This is a great night of recording, but we did get started a little late, listeners. So
sorry
about that. But trust me, we've got some great episodes coming up, including a review of
Yadorowski's Dune.
I just watched that documentary today, and we're also going to be starting Kooky Christmas. So it's going to be great. But for now, that's all from here. I'm Matt Ederson.
I am Ben DiBono.
And we're the Sci-Fi Christians. Signing off.
Goodbye.
And I'll just say, Ben, I know you don't care about this.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited this week about a movie release. Do you want to talk about it at all or
no? No, I don't, because I don't care.
All right, well, I'll just say, listeners, I just want to tell the listeners.
I just want to say you shouldn't care either.
I'm going to Spider-Man No Way Home on Thursday night, so I'm pretty excited. We can talk about it next week.
No. Nope.
So long, folks.
I'll never talk about it again.